getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com.
.com.
Clint Scott, Chris Need, Jackson Frazier. Hey, you've probably noticed this week between all the shows, but boy, about half the hosts every once in a while are wearing some pretty spiffy shirts. We got a new clothes sponsor.
I'm just kind of wondering, why am I not in on this?
Have you not gone by? You need to go by.
I actually go by already.
Oh, well, you need to go by and do the... I have a little spot in line right here for some hookup.
Oh,
for
really?
Some free stuff. Yeah, you need to go do that.
Oh, I'm
are you the last one? I just assumed you had.
I'm sitting there like, why is everybody rocking these shirts that I don't have?
Signature stab.
I've got it. In fact, I own that shirt. I got that shirt from my family for Father's Day.
We should wear them on the same day.
I think that's a terrible idea. But we'll, I think I'll run over there, and I've actually got a couple of signature stag shirts, and yeah. my wife got me a signature stag gift card for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
and it's
that going with my New Year's resolution, not eating better or working out, but just buying bigger clothes.
There you go.
Boy, their shirts,
they're awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah,
they're awesome. These are the first things. Okay, I've actually gotten there.
Now that I know,
yeah,
I was not informed of this. I'm kind of guessing.
Just assumed you're in on the
You're
email.
The 1 hour guy. You don't get to go.
Yeah, he's in on just 1 hour.
Okay, well, I'm totally down with this.
Yes,
I mean we're on the Texas Tech shirts. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we got. I mean, they have so many logos there.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm rocking the mask and mustache.
I like that.
Love it. I also have the my other personal favorite, the cross pistols. That was the other one I got. But yeah, they got the
saw that the other day.
State of Texas going into the
you
guns
got,
up.
You got all pretty the awesome. Shirts. I need to get me more of this.
Yeah.
So is this like a wear these on the air kind of a deal? I like that.
Yeah.
I can get down with that.
They're our new clothes sponsor, but nice. Go check them out. The hype is real.
Oh yeah.
Hype is real.
Hype is real for sure. For show.
For show. All right, Sneeder, you ready to play some Pretenders and Contenders?
Sneeder is.
Okay, good. The finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2023 have been revealed.
Yes.
Not just will they get in eventually, specifically for this season.
Yes.
As I go down the list, I want you to tell us who's in and who's out. And... of course, the big name around here is going to be Zach Thomas back on the list again. I think it's ridiculous that he's not already in. But we'll see if he gets in this year, according to Captain Sneeder. We'll start with the top of the list, working the way down that I have in front of me. Start out with Jared Allen.
Jared Allen, no. Mm. Oh, it's the second.
It could have been somebody.
The second year on his deal for him?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he's not yet for Jared Allen.
I'm with you. I think this is one where he's going to be one he'll get in eventually.
Yeah.
Because he's got the numbers.
He's kind of a Zach Thomas.
Yes, but it's going to be – my call is it's going to be at least three seasons before he gets in, if that. Rondé Barber.
Not right now.
Not right now. I think he's kind of a fringe one in general.
I think he's, of all these guys, he's, you know, I mean, of the Barber brothers, Tiki was also the more known.
Mm-hmm.
Rondé actually is probably more accomplished. I think that Rondé's probably, along with his brother Tiki, is probably a fringe Hall of Fame guy.
Yeah, and what, this is going to probably sound crazy, but what I think hurts him is that he was on a cast of truly no doubt Hall of Fame guys with like the Derrick Brooks and Warren Sapp, John Lynch you can throw in there. Yeah. And he was a good player on a fantastic defense, but I don't think he was up on that level. And I think that visible separation is something that will keep him down a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to what you just said. In fact, there's all the truth to what you just said.
How about Dwight Freeney?
Dwight Freeney, defensive in Indianapolis Colts. Probably closer than Jared Allen, but not yet.
Yeah, I think he's going to wait a couple seasons as well. Yeah. How about the return specialist, Devin Hester?
See, Devin Hester is an interesting cat because he's only going to have to get in as a return guy because he really didn't have anything other that was – I think he's going to be one of those guys that's really – he's just going to have that special gear when there's nobody else to vote for. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't really do anything as a regular player. Everything mm-hmm. he did was as a return specialist. And so I can't see them just saying, you know, he kind of falls into that Steve Tasker category. Mm-hmm. You know, really wasn't great as a receiver, was great as a special teams guy. And, you know, did he not get in as a special teams guy? Not yet.
No, not yet. Tasker,
yeah. So I can't say yes.
I am going to say this is my first contender because I agree with what you're saying. He only did really one phase of the game really mm-hmm. well, but it wasn't just really well. He was the best at what he did of all time to me. And there's a large portion that is in that camp of you are the best at what you did, that is Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah.
I think he gets in this year.
I can't go down there with you.
Yeah, I think he may be one of the most split players until he gets in. Every year he's going to be on this list.
I think he's going to be a finalist. But I mean, it's going to be one of those years where is there anybody else that we can put mm-hmm. in other him? That's where I'd be. Because if I look at that list, if I'm a voter, I look at Devin Hester and go,
who else do we got?
I mean, really? Yeah. I mean, just think about this. How many plays a game does Devin Hester play?
Let's see. He's
a punt returner. He's a kick returner.
He was in the league for what, 10 years, 10 seasons. And really, I mean, all of the playing time was the first seven with the Bears.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm saying that it's, yeah, I just can't. I mean, I need more. That's just me. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I'm hating on Devin Hester, man. I don't hate the Bears. I don't hate the Miami Hurricanes. So don't get on me.
As much as I think that there's a devoted camp into the he should be in and will be in, I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be split right down the middle. And yeah. I do think if it's not this year, I think he gets in here. But I think, or this year, I think everyone, though, for the most part, is in your camp, like at its baseline, right? That yeah. he will be in eventually, but it might be a down year. I think it will be this year, though.
Okay.
How about Albert Lewis? Now, this is the first time he's been a finalist in his final year of eligibility.
Wow. Is Albert Lewis on the Veterans Committee?
Oh, my goodness.
Albert Lewis. Holy cow. I mean, God almighty, I have to even think back to Albert Lewis. And
yeah. I want Kansas City Chiefs cornerback for a decade.
That's
Raiders for 4 years. He was in the league for a long time.
Yeah, I remember Albert Lewis, but I'm trying to think of, you know, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think this is, for me, this is the easiest no. Because if it took this long just to be a finalist in your last season.
And it's almost like it's getting a bone thrown to him.
Yes, and it was like, who's been in the Albert Lewis camp this whole time that's not been
because, you know, if you're not a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. you can be. A Hall of Fame finalist is a category. Mm-hmm. And you can, I mean, heck, yeah.
We already went Dwight Freeney early, but there is three in their first year. It was Dwight Freeney. Second one, Darrell Revis. Revis Island, does he get in year one?
Well, here's a guy that actually could get in year one. Mm-hmm. I mean, Revis Island was a thing. Mm-hmm. You're talking about 4 or 5 years where people just didn't throw at his side. It's mm-hmm. like Deion Sanders. People just didn't throw his way. I'm going to say yes.
I say yes as well. I think the all pros are going to help him mm-hmm. team wise, and I agree. It's he has the same argument for at least just from a time frame that I mm-hmm. think Devin Hester has. Except I think Devin Hester's best of all time at what he did. But while he was playing, he was clearly the best cornerback, and then he did other things well too.
Well, like, he did.
He just took away a complete side of the field.
That's exactly right. The fear of what he could do to you was so great that you just said, I don't even want to jack with that.
Yeah. Pro Bowl-wise, the most decorated of the three eligible this year in their first year is Joe Thomas, left tackle from the Browns.
Offensive line is a very hard position to gauge because now you you really have to gauge off of their success as a and their durability in terms of how much they play and their availability to avoid injury. Because what do you grade those guys on? How many sacks they gave up?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you have a hard time on offensive linemen. So you think about the offensive linemen that were around is, you know, how long were they around? You know, were they durable? Were they reliable? You know, and because they're all going to give up sacks at some point in time. Even the best guys did. You know, Munoz gave up, you know, plenty of sacks.
Yeah. He's tough because he was the best player in a bad franchise for a long time, and it just happened to be that he was a left tackle.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets in this year. I think he will get in 2 or 3 years. Yeah,
and for offensive linemen, it's centers and left tackles a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, not a whole lot of right guards getting in.
We'll keep going down the list. Let us know what you think on the H. Florence Center chat line. We'll get to Zach Thomas next on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Chris Snead, Jackie Frazier behind the glass, taking care of us. Coming at you live from the First United Bank studio. You can hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that welcome there. We've been going down our contenders and pretenders from the Hall of Fame finalist class of 2023 for the NFL. Got about halfway down. We'll get to, of course, the one that we care about the most out here. But we'll jump right back into where we left off. We'll go to a couple receivers back-to-back. How about Torrey Holt?
Torrey Holt. Torrey Holt is a guy who had a nice, consistent career, but only about 2 really good seasons. Mm-hmm. And he was a guy who was just a dude until Kurt Warner showed up. Mm-hmm. And then... So you kind of wonder, were you the guy? I mean, yeah, I mean, Drew Pearson's nothing without Roger Staubach. You know, Randy Moss did it with several quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of thinking, it's like, okay, if Torrey Holt, if his quarterback was Baker Mayfield, how would he be? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, because when Trent Green was his quarterback, he wasn't that good. I'm just saying. But, I mean, you know what? I'm going to put him out on the fringe and say, is this his first year on it?
No.
Second? I'm gonna put him in.
I think that he's in, too. If this was his first year, I would say no. But, I mean, he has racked up a ton of yards in his career. And he is a part of – I think there's something to be with a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
And that goes into it. We're just talking about this, the anti-argument of Joe Thomas in year one that could be because he wasn't on good teams, but
you know, that shouldn't be part of that, but it is. You can't have the argument for that for him and then have the same argument for Zach Thomas. But I'd be interested to look at his splits, BW and AW, before Warner and after Warner.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I mean, he starts out in 99, his rookie year, with 788 total yards, and then he rattles off over 1,000 yard seasons in a row.
Warner.
And I get it. Warner. And part of being the greatest show on turf, but still, those numbers are there.
Yeah, right? They are. And I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. But I can get on board with Torrey Holt.
Warner left in 2003, so he had 4 more years of 1,000 yard seasons after Warner left.
Ooh, and look at you coming with facts.
This is something else that I think is gonna that's gonna help him, because I think you have a similar receiver type in the same class. With Reggie Wayne being on the list, is he a Hall of Famer?
Reggie Wayne
this year,
is his first year?
No.
You know what? It doesn't matter. I can get on board with Reggie Wayne.
I think Reggie Wayne will get in eventually.
I can get on board with Reggie Wayne. But well, you know what? Here's the thing: if you put in Torrey Holt this year, you're probably not putting in Reggie Wayne. So you're right. I think there's your there's going to be a split vote right there.
And so that's where I think that Torrey Holt gets in. I think Torrey Holt should be in, just like I think Reggie Wayne should be and will be. But also, Torrey Holt had slightly better numbers. Let's go down to the next one. How about a third receiver? Andre Johnson.
No.
No, I don't think so either. Not this year. I think he's a fringe guy for you?
I don't even think he's a fringe guy. I think he's just a straight up no. Because if I have to think about who you played with and when you played, mm-hmm. you're not in. I mean, I should if when I when I hear your name, I should go, oh yeah, that guy. And
sorry, Texans fans.
Yeah, sorry.
They were trying to throw you a bone this season. Still couldn't have that either. Let's get to it. Zach Thomas.
Yes.
Yes, I think should've he gets happened in this year as well. Yes.
Should have happened last year. And the reasoning, I think the voters last year took such a black eye for it last year. Mm-hmm. They can't possibly do it. And it's going to be one of those votes where if he doesn't get in this year, you start to question the validity of the votes. Mm-hmm.
The one I think he gets in this year, he should have been in last year. Mm-hmm. Agree with you, especially when you look at, if you're going off just statistics and mm-hmm. numbers and not just the actual in-game effect that he had, and he has better numbers than other linebackers that have mm-hmm. been in that were like no-brainer Hall of Famers like a Brian Urlacher type. Yeah. The one thing that kind of holds me back is it feels like we had this same conversation last year going into the vote.
Yeah.
And so that's where I feel a little hesitant. But again.
But here's the deal. If the only, the no-brainer guys like Urlacher's only difference between him and Zach Thomas is that he happened to be on a team that played in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That he happened to be on the team when Rex Grossman decided to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, and there was some old heads, too, that the argument was last year, like, oh, well, the difference between Brian Urlacher and Zach Thomas is Zach Thomas didn't, have to fight interior guards as much because he was more of a fluid linebacker. Get out of there.
That's rubbish.
DeMarcus Ware.
I'm going to say yes, but not this year.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of like Dwight Freeney with me. I mean, to be quite honest, DeMarcus Ware was pretty good. He's a pretty good defender, but defensive end. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't like Lawrence Taylor or anything like that, where you just said, I ain't going that way. I'm running that way.
I think with DeMarcus Ware, again, I think he gets in this year because I think that, one, he has the foot up on Dwight Freeney, who I think were similar mm-hmm. As far as status to me, where he's been on the list a little bit longer.
We put a defensive end in already, didn't we?
No. Mm-mm.
We said no to Jared Allen. We said no to Franny.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't put a defensive
end. Didn't we have a third one in there?
Mm-mm, not yet.
Oh, then DeMarcus Ware, yes.
Yes. And so that's where yeah, again, it's the put comparison defensive... when you're yeah. looking at the yeah. three. I think he will get in. So there we go. Yeah, now we do.
Yeah.
Already talked about Reggie Wayne. Mm. How about last two, Patrick Willis?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Patrick Willis, yes, but not yet.
Dominant linebacker.
Yeah.
Again, something that's going to hurt him is, fair or unfair, he played on really good teams.
Really good
teams.
What
hurts him is the shortened career.
Yeah.
And a shortened career made the decision for himself. And you don't ever argue a player when they are. I don't think you should when they retire.
When a player says it's time for me to get off the field, you say yes.
And he knew that, and he made that decision. But when the voters are making their decisions on who's in and who's out, they take this into account.
Yeah, that's
which is dumb.
That's not.
Yeah. Final one, former Dallas Cowboy Darren Woodson.
Boy, I tell you what, I want this to be a yes. Mm-hmm. I really want this to be a yes because Darren Woodson. I tell you, as I sit here as a Cowboys fan, I don't own any Cowboys jerseys, okay? That's not true. I have my brother-in-law gave me a Roger Staubach jersey. It's in the back of my closet. If you said, is there a jersey of a person that you would ever own, it would be Darren Woodson. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I would ever go into a Cowboys shop and own. And if they didn't have one, I would say, make me a 28 jersey that said Woodson on it. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I would want because he's the guy that he embodies what it meant to be a Cowboy. You know, it's he didn't get in trouble. He did his job. He was an all pro. He was a consummate Cowboy. I mean, that's the guy. I want it to be a yes. It won't be a yes this year. I want it to be a yes, but it won't be this year.
It won't be this year. I'm with you.
And here's the guy. I would tell you this. When Darren Woodson gets into the Hall of Fame, there's a pretty good chance I'm making a trip to Canton for that.
Nice.
I would do that. And I would put a jersey on and go up there because that's the kind of guy that made me want to be a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. That kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't have contract holdouts. He didn't get in trouble with the law. He didn't beat up his wife. He didn't have, you know, a bunch of other stuff off the field. He just came in and did his job. You know, the only thing I didn't like, played at Arizona State, didn't like that. But other than that, he's a great dude.
He was the type of guy that made Chris Snead a fan of the Cowboys and the type of guy that made receivers not want to run crossing.
Oh, yeah. He would light you up, boy.
Head up.
Yeah.
Do we have time for the play of the day? Do we need to bump it? We should make the decision.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to gush over Woodson so much.
No, no.
Yeah, but as much as I love the dude, he's not going to get in this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
But if he does, you know where I'm going to be in August. Get on.
As far as if you put you ranked your locks of not getting in this year, other than Albert Wilson or Albert Lewis, because I think we both agree. Am I speaking for you?
No, you're not. Okay. Johnson, receiver. Mm-hmm. Probably that 1-2 right there.
If you go the other direction, is it Zach Thomas?
I think Zach Thomas should be... The lock, and he should be the headliner of this class.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, as much of a black eye as they got last year, if it's this year, it's like
now you throwing start rocks, now you start setting wondering, stuff on fire. Why are we voting against Zach Thomas? Yes. Why are we not voting for Zach Thomas?
And you have and again, this doesn't actually qualify into what counts as a vote, but I mean, you got guys like Peyton Manning and Jimmy Johnson. You got like respected NFL guys going, what are we doing?
Exactly. We put Terrell Owens in this Hall of Fame.
You've got the bottom line at 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Kaylee's Dailies when we come back.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That music means it's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. Don't question the numbers, just trust them. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. I have the questions today, which means Jamie and Jackson are your competitors. As an excellent question asker and also sideline analyst, I have my duty of asking questions. So I'll start with Jamie. Jamie Lint, you feel confident?
No.
Oh, Jackson Frazier, confidence, you have them. It, yes?
Maybe.
Okay, all right.
The better way to put it is, you look like you have a lot of confidence, Jackson.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, my boss at a previous job once asked a coach a statement, mm-hmm. and the coach responded with, is there a question there? Oh man, it was hilarious.
I'm not even gonna, it's not gonna be, is that a question or is that a statement? I'm just gonna say a word. Just like, confidence. Just keep on leaning closer until they, okay.
Yes.
All right, we will start out with old Big Ears back there. Switch it up. Sorry. Formerly known as Big Ears. I forgot he had the surgery. Looks great, man.
Thank you.
We talked about the minnow shot yesterday at the end of the program. Now, there's up for debate where if you can drink it in time, apparently if it is dead from the alcohol or still alive or freshly dead or in some sort of weird transitional phase where it's basically out, but it's not all the way out, you know? What's the weirdest living animal that you think you could stomach and eat while it was alive?
I mean, I've done a goldfish before.
Save that.
Hold on. Yeah. So we talked about yesterday about the weirdest and grossest things that we've eaten, and Jackson has actually eaten a goldfish, and he brings it up today.
Yeah, I think because I threw it up right after. I didn't eat it. I didn't keep it down.
But you ate it, though.
Yeah.
You didn't inhale? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the whole point of it was to swallow it and then throw it back up. while it was alive.
Church event.
Yeah, and it'd still be alive afterwards.
Why?
Just crazy college stuff, you know.
Did it work? Was it still alive?
Yeah, I did it first try.
See, so my theory about the minnow still being alive for a little bit yesterday when we got into the stomach acid talk, still alive. So are you going with the goldfish, or do you think you can get something weirder? Like a goldfish is completely normal.
Dig deep, Jack.
I don't know if, like, I could really only probably do like a different kind of fish, I guess. Okay. I wouldn't want to do like a bug or anything like that.
Mm, okay. Jamie?
Jackson takes a 1-0 lead.
Is there any living?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What about like a cricket?
Not a cricket, not an earthworm.
Oh, yeah,
nothing. There is nothing I think I could stomach.
Who was it?
Well, and there is nothing I will try to stomach.
I did eat an ant once.
That's just an ant.
Yeah, but it bit my tongue, so I didn't like that.
You just deserved it.
Would you like lick it?
I guess I did it wrong.
Or you just chew it?
That's what I thought I did, but my tongue was kind of swollen afterwards.
my tongue was swollen. All right, yeah, Jackson, I definitively give the points.
Hey. On the chat line. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
On the chat line says, y'all never went to a goldfish party in college?
No. I can't say that there were too many of those running around at LCU.
No, I did not. Did not.
Or at least I was invited to.
So you get hammered. You drink a goldfish, you swallow a goldfish, whatever you do to it, I don't know. And then you make yourself throw up?
Yeah, so the whole point is to swallow it and then throw it back up before it dies.
How do you make yourself throw up?
However works, finger down. Yeah.
Oh my
God. He just wants to be like the models. Yeah.
But I did it first try. The whole point is to, like, usually no one does it the first try.
Yeah.
I can tell you a worse story.
Please do.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you I did not partake. Okay? In backwoods, idiotic Central New York, okay, in high school, we would have things called roadkill parties. It wasn't real roadkill, but they would go to a pet store and get, like, mice that you're supposed to feed to snakes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you would freeze it. Obviously, they would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
You would freeze it. And you would put it in, like, a huge keg of alcohol, of beer. And, like, the joke was, I drank until I started getting, like, strands of hair in the beer. And I'm like, you people are the dumbest people in the history of ever. If alcohol makes this seem smart to you, you should never drink again.
That's disgusting.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. I would go to the parties. I promise you, I was not drinking,
you know,
the alcohol.
Because they wouldn't put it in the Mountain Dew. Like, no, these are for the beer, Jamie. Like, can I just have one? Can I just have a tail?
It's these kind of stories that I think are the reason that I never got into drinking alcohol. Because I'm like, if this makes you do this stupid of stuff, like swallow goldfish and make yourself throw it up, why would I ever want to do that? So I have no problem with other people doing it, but it never appealed to me.
Disgusting. I just want to note this conversation right now, because I get a lot of crap for being from Kansas. We never had rat parties or roadkill parties.
Mm-hmm.
We just took actual roadkill and put it on the dinner table. That's different. That deer was still fresh 2 days ago when I got hit by that semi.
Jackson wins that point.
That's disgusting, dude.
I get to choose.
You and your... No. Yes, Jackson, you get the point, because I decided to give the point. You and your rat do over there. That's disgusting. Ah, man. Okay. Jamie, what is the most overrated restaurant, store, gas station, anything like that?
Bucky's.
Where people are obsessed with and you don't understand why?
Bucky's.
You want to dive in deeper or just...
I mean, it's a gas station, man. They don't even have Mountain Dew.
Well, they don't have it like in the doors or anything?
You can get the
cold doors?
Nope.
They don't?
I don't have Pepsi products.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a gas station. It's really big. Their bathrooms are clean. But, like, people wear around sweatshirts from Bucky's. I'm like, what are we doing? It's a gas station.
Jackson?
I'd probably do Mickey D's. I can't.
I'm about to come over there right now.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand.
About to have
I
throw down
so
at the
gross.
Hoe down here.
What would be easier to eat for you than a goldfish? All right, Jamie gets the point. This mountain rodent over there sipping on. They don't have Mountain Dew, and they're too clean that they don't even have rats. So, I mean, I got to have one of the two.
I think it's fine, okay? I'm blown away by the fact that it's, like, taking over the country where people, like, wear clothes from a gas station. Like, that's confusing. You know what I got for Christmas? I got Bucky's slippers. I'm like,
I'm going to get you okay. A Circle K shirt next Christmas. I mean, what's the deal? What's the next thing we give gifts for? When's your birthday? Do you say that out loud? Or do you not want me to know because you know I'll throw a surprise party with frozen rats and drinks?
Come get the rat punch.
See, now you know why I am you know why I am like I am. Because I just come from just a mess. A mess.
Okay. Last question. For all of the rat marbles, Jackson, you're up first. Someone wrote a book about your lives. What would the title be?
It's like my book or
a book
Jamie's
about
book?
You.
I don't know. That's hard.
Good title. That's it. I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Couldn't figure this one out. If Jamie has an answer, I'll think about it.
Mm. Alone and loving it.
I like it. Yeah. What would they took the photo of you for the cover. What would you go? Would you go like fist under the chin or like arms crossed or?
No, it would be a picture of my back walking away from you.
Inspirational. Yes. I like it. Jackson?
I'm actually going to go with I don't know. I feel like that's pretty solid with my thought process on these kind of questions. And it would, the picture would be like me turn. I'm not even facing the camera and I'm just kind of trying to find something, like looking up in the back.
All right. Jackson's is going to get the point here because he was so confused by his own title that it made even more sense when he came back.
I think Shelly has a great idea. Kick rocks, Philly boy.
That's the. It's going to be a series, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right? We're not just stopping with one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know because I'm writing books about both of you. There's a lot of pictures in there, not a lot of actual words. congratulations to Jackson on his take versus take win. Second of the year. Jamie's first loss of 2023. We'll keep going right here with Jamie's question of the day when we come back on the bottom line. You've got us on 100.7 the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get the Bottom Line at 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint and Jackson Frazier. Your breaking news show. We should have that as our title. Makes it seem really official, right?
Oh, sure. Sure.
While the world was listening in to Take versus Take, Chris Beard was fired from the University of Texas. Per Kirk Bowles and Jeff Goodman and Pat Forty and The Statesman and John Rothstein. So the saga has come to a head. The will he, won't he, will he be suspended for a year? Will they find a way to fit him back in next year? What's that going to look like? It has finally come to a head, and he will no longer be the head basketball coach of the Texas Longhorns.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Figured that what was going on was them trying to figure out the financial part of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The legality part of things. And I guess I expected it to be a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the outcome was what I expected.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm. It seems from where I stand, when I think everything that was reported, like, yes, Texas, you made the right decision. Could have made it a little quicker, but I'm just glad that that's come to me personally, the correct decision. I would have been shocked if he was on the sidelines even next year, even with kind of the rumors that were floating around a little bit too. But it's finally done, and Texas will be moving on. Mm-hmm. And
I was kind of hoping it would take a little bit longer just because there could be some uncertainty. There was a distraction down there on the 40 acres.
That's a conversation we've been talking about over the past few days. What does Texas look like now that they're in Big 12 play? Mm-hmm. Is there a distraction? I don't know what's going on in the locker room and discussions and stuff, because you would think that there would still be, if it were to be a distraction, some sort of distraction, because those guys that went there, a lot of them, whether through a transfer portal or came in this year as a freshman, or the guys that stayed there, they were staying there for Beard. So certainly that this situation has, and I would think to some extent, affect them in the back of their minds, whatever that looks like. But glad that they made the right decision. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it stays out of the stop seeing the Chris Beard name in the headlines for a while after you get past this initial push of Texas lets him go.
Yep.
Let us know what you think on the H. Florida Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions. All of that welcomed there. We get this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from Tyler. Jamie, you take that back. I did like the Beaver Nuggets we got.
I think there's plenty of good in the place.
Did I stop there on the way to Houston or back? I did not.
I did on the way back on my trip.
Did you get a shirt?
No, did not get a shirt.
Hat?
My kids wanted a Slurpee or whatever it is.
When they get a Slurpee or an Icy, they're different.
Okay, Icy, I don't know.
What were they? Coke brand or non-Coke brand?
I don't know what they put in them.
Ridiculous.
They're old enough that I can let them just go pick what they want.
Raiders dad said agreed with Bucky's. Also, Chick-fil-A is a very close second. It's really overpriced and not that great. I'm with him. That's mine. I like it. I don't get the fascination.
I'm 100% in disagreement with you guys.
It's just like, I don't love the hashtag fries, whatever they're called, crisscross fries, tic-tac-toe fries.
You do you, Clint.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Shelly says,
You're allowed to dislike things.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked everything until now. Mm-hmm. Even roadkill punch. What'd you call it? Roadkill what? Just a roadkill party?
I think it was a roadkill party.
Yeah. Gross. Disgusting. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
I agree.
You got a question of the day for us?
Sure.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, Clint, Jackson, and our spectacular listening audience, my question to you today, and viewing audience too, but if you're viewing, you're probably listening as well. You're watching Clint play with his phone right now.
I was about to watch a video of Bullfighter that he sent me of him taking the minnow shot. Do that in the break.
Okay. My question for you guys is today, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence level that the men's basketball team makes the NCAA tournament? 10 being done deal, we're in.
Crocodile done deal. I'm going to go with a 7. 7 out of 10. Because, one, part of that goes into, I think that you'll have at least 8 from the conference in the tournament. And I just think you're too talented to not finish at least there or higher. And especially if you keep making the progress that you've made, and you have seen progress and keep making the same steps that you've made and get the same output level. I said it yesterday. I think you faced 2 of the top 3 teams in the conference so far, and you played them really well for the most part. Gave the TCU game away and had a chance at the end against Kansas. I think if you keep playing like that against the other Big 12 teams, no matter how good the conference is, I think you're going to get a lot of wins in the conference. So I have a hard time seeing you out of the tournament and sitting there at 10th or 9th and being on the bubble and on the outside looking in. And I know whatever Lenardi has you as the only Big 12 team right now, and there's a lot of time to do that. And part of that is you haven't played that good of competition, and the ones that you have lost so far. And so that's why it's also not all the way a 9 or a 10 or that high, because I still have to see you get those wins, but I think you will. This weekend, I think, is going to be a good sign of that. When you face Oklahoma, a team that I do think will be towards the 9 or 10 spot when it's all said and done.
Okay.
I'm going to go with an 8.9. I really can't see them not making it. I think that this team's just a young team that some of these younger role players, probably it wasn't expected that they were going to be getting these kind of meaningful minutes, at least this early on in the Big 12 play, with kind of some of how the veteran role players have fallen down the depth chart. But it just takes a little bit of time, and I think we've seen a lot of progress, and we've played two of the better teams that they're going to play in Big 12, and they played them really well and all the way to the end. And I think that's at some point that it's not really a flip or a switch, but at some point they're going to start getting the better end of those later games.
Hope so. I think I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to go a 6.5. And my reason for going a little bit lower is not because I'm, you know, panicking over this team, but I just look around the conference and, you know, even in a loss last night to Iowa State, I thought Oklahoma looked like a pretty good basketball team. You look at where Kansas State is compared to where we thought they were going to be. And I just think K-State's another team that I thought you were going to finish ahead of. Now I think that's going to be difficult. Oklahoma State took Kansas to the wire. That's a team that I thought you were going to be better than. And you may still. I mean, we know Kansas has struggled with Oklahoma State over the years.
Certainly, yes.
So we may still. There's just not a lot that's going to come easy for the Red Raiders. And remember, you don't have any quality wins in non-conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's not like a lot for you to go, oh, but the resume is still there even if you go 7-11 in Big 12 play.
Mm-hmm.
The non-conference resume is not there at all.
By the way, if anyone was tuning in last night, Georgetown just broke the conference record for regular season conference games lost in a row at 25. So,
yeah,
to your point.
And you beat them by how much? At home? I don't know what it was, but it was way closer than it should have been. Okay? So, I'm just saying the conference looks really good. I agree that the team, I think the team has the potential to get better. But I would ask this question. And you can think on it. Which young guys do you think are going to take a big step forward?
Mm-hmm.
Who that we have right now do we think is going to play much better than they're playing right now?
It's a good question. Let us know what you think on the Esports Center chat line. We'll answer that when we come back. Hour number three of the bottom line at 100.7, The Score next.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7, The Score.
Time for the most interesting fact of the day, brought to you by Dos Equis. At the bottom line, 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Jamie Lint, Jackson Frizier. If you want to continue your live and local coverage, switch over to Double T 97.3 here at 3 o'clock for a Tech Talk. They'll go all the way to 6 o'clock. And then taking over then, it's Lady Raider basketball with Krista Gerlich, live from Rudy's. The ladies' team falling in Lawrence yesterday, dropping to 0-2 in conference play. Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Did you know 32 actresses under 30 have won the Oscar for Best Actress? The youngest one was Marley Matlin, who was just 21 when she won for Children of a Lesser God. But only one male actor under 30 has ever won the Oscar for Best Actor. Oscar knowledge. Who was it, gentlemen?
Tell me the movie.
No.
Kevin Costner from Waterworld.
No, he was robbed in that.
He was also over 30. Probably over 40 at that point.
Dave Bautista in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it was Adrian Brody. He won for The Pianist when he was 29. Really have to say the T in that word. Coffee tables are a result of prohibition.
Are a what?
Result. That's some of that rat beer. It doesn't just get you drunk. It gets you rabies. Rat beer. coffee tables are a result. There we go.
Result. Okay.
Of prohibition. Before 1920, the tables in living rooms were called cocktail tables. But once alcohol became illegal, people started serving coffee to their guests instead, and the name coffee table stuck.
Interesting.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird now. Like, oh, let's go over by the cocktail table. Shall we?
Yes, it would be weird.
Don't think I will. Making some rat teenies over there. I think I'm out.
Yeah.
And finally, the guy who invented the Slinky had a nervous breakdown, moved to Bolivia to be a missionary, or possibly join a cult. The details are sketchy. Left his company to his wife and never came back. Everyone loves the Slinky.
Except that dude. Except made him nuts.
The springs, they just... You put it down, and it just keeps on going. If there's steps, it just keeps on slinking. I can't take it. Bolivia, here I come.
Wow.
Yeah. The more you know.
That's...
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. There's some sort of irony in the guy who just made a toy that just never ends. And a fun little children's toy that really took America by storm.
Mm-hmm.
Went nuts. Couldn't take it. You can hit us up on the...
Don't you want to go to one of those, like, temples in Asia or wherever that has, like, 1,000 steps to the top?
Mm-hmm.
And see how many steps the Slinky would go down?
The Ace Ventura.
I watched the movie once. I don't remember.
It's in when Nature Calls and it gets all the way down.
To like, he did it.
He does it and he's going all the way down. And the guy who came and got him is just huffing and puffing all the way down. And he's singing the Slinky song. And it stops like a step or two short. And he's like, oh, man, what are the odds? We'll watch it again sometime when we have a bottom line movie day.
Okay.
But I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can hit us up there with your thoughts, comments, reactions, all of that. Welcome. Chris Del Conte is the winner of the most expensive McDonald's breakfast ever.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just heard Chris Beard has been fired. You have heard correctly. Bullfighter says Clint's voice is just like the woman's voice when JL talks about his hot ice cream.
You were the one that talked about cold ice cream. Jackson and I made fun of you for it.
What was the hot ice cream?
I don't think there was hot ice cream.
Hmm. For remedies, along with the potatoes on the feet, have a peeing on a jellyfish thing. I have a hard time believing that too.
Okay. I've heard that baseball players do it to make their hands... stronger, like the grip stronger.
Pee on their hands?
Yeah.
How would that make their... What's the math there? Am I missing something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So if like you shake hands with someone, they've got like one of those incredible grips, you're like, you pee on these, don't you? Be honest.
Yeah, I've heard that's a thing. Gives you like a... does something to your skin where you're able to grip it better. Like it hardens it or makes it tackier. I don't really know. This is why I couldn't hit Clint.
The weirdest pitching coach of all time. He kept on telling us to pee on our hands.
Yeah, I think it was just a hitter's thing.
Oh, just a hitter's.
Yeah.
weirdest batting coach of all time. Kept on telling us to pee on our hands.
I could be totally wrong on that.
Well, I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to be the one to test it to see if you're baseball players. Right.
I mean, is that like, am I crazy on that? But I think I've heard that before.
Well, have you or Hex used that in a broadcast? Like after, you know, when Jace Young would rock one over the fence, like, oh, he peed on his hands before that at bat. You're right.
Nope. Never asked
it. It's a urine bomb.
Never asked it in an interview. I had a statement about it in an interview. Never did any of that.
You're the pregame interview with Coach Tad. Like, you get through like the normal questions, and then instead of a statement, you ask a coach. There's been some wondering about this. Is there any truth to peeing on your hands strengthening the grip from a batter standpoint? You'd probably be like, interview's over. Just walk off. I mean, you've heard of everything. You've already heard of the potato stuff. You've heard of that. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Shelly says, foot fries, horse name.
Mm.
Also from Bobby Hot Dogs, foot potato, horse name. Mm-hmm. Both good. Tomorrow's Friday. Bring some sliced potatoes and just randomly fling them at Clint Day. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Amber Heard, Chris Beard has been relieved of his duties.
Okay, so here's the thing. I started Googling, why do baseball players, and I got the letter P out, and boom, it popped to P on their hands. Answer. Although it is unusual, and the benefits of doing so are unclear, some baseball players do pee on their hands. The most common reasons cited are to toughen the skin, to soften the skin, and to prevent or treat blisters or calluses.
Why can it toughen and soften the skin?
I think that some people say it does this and other people say it does that.
I think this was started as a prank way back when someone was convincing them to pee on their hands.
This sounds like some like senior on the team said, hey, if you do this, you'll hit better.
How'd you jump your average from 250 to 315 this year? Well, I peed on my hands. You should do it too, Freshie.
Yeah, athletes do crazy things, man.
That's bizarre.
There's a lot of kind of home remedy type things that are crazy that athletes do. That feels like it would be one of them.
That qualifies, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What would a sliced potato look like if you just left it overnight on the counter? That's a good question because it still probably wouldn't look great.
I bet it would get dark.
Yeah.
I bet it wouldn't look great, no.
Yeah, well, that's what, like, when she was showing her remedy of curing her son with the potato foot remedy. Like, that's how they were. Like, they were black and dark and just looked gross. And I guess there's truth to that. If you just left it on the counter, it looked the same way. But still, the thought of it touching a foot and looking like that.
Yeah.
And the sentence, like, it's pulling out sickness, like it's pulling out a disease, is the theory. Makes it worse. This on the chat line. With Hacks being sick at him, I bet he's jumping up and down with the news of Beard being fired. Beard will be at Louisville next year after admission to rehabilitation for his anger issues, my guess. Josh says birds aren't real. Steven says, Josh, we're all in the Matrix. I'm a very big battery. There you go. Let's still get bird. Bird is the word. All that about birds. Beard bite, horse name from Clay. It has to be a TU or Texas A&M study. That from Chris. Green mile potato. Well, just a bunch rolling in here at the end. T-Money also says, well, Jamie, at least it's their own pee on their hands.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah. Wow. Had a good day today.
I educated you a whole bunch today.
You did. I do every day. Thanks to Jackson. Thanks to Captain Sneederoo. Thanks to Lou Crouton. See you tomorrow with more of The Bottom Line.
This has been The Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.